From the Financial Times in New York, I'm Gary Silverman, and this is FT News. I recently traveled to Dallas, Texas, to look into one of the more perplexing questions in American business. Construction companies across the country are having trouble finding enough workers to keep up with demand. A big part of the answer involves the Mexican immigrants who do much of the heavy lifting in construction trades. In Dallas, the first generation of immigrants is growing old, and their children aren't interested in getting into the business. I met with a few employees of K-Post, a leading roofer that has been looking for new ways to recruit and retain Hispanic workers. They discussed the challenges their company is facing in finding enough employees.
People, the original Mexican labor that we came in the 90s are aging, and the new kids, like my son, the second generation, the first generation of kids, Americans, they don't see the attraction of working in the roofing industry.
That's Luciano Perez. He's now the safety supervisor for K-Post. Trained as a school teacher in Mexico, he immigrated to the U.S. as a young man, studied English and other subjects at night and on weekends, and eventually obtained his certification to teach safety skills in the construction industry.
We used to pick and choose people, and where were people available.
Right.
Now, you see signs, we are hiring, and we are interviewing, and we are doing this, and we, because there's not enough people. Where is the people?
Luciano took me to a restaurant called Mariscos 2000, a lively Mexican joint near the K-Post offices on Northwest Highway in Dallas. There, we met up with colleagues Hector Molina, who supervises maintenance work done by K-Post, Rosa Garcia, the operations administrator, and Enrique Rodriguez, a project coordinator. Enrique Rodriguez, who was 29, was there to represent the new breed. His parents immigrated to the U.S. before he was born and became citizens. Although he was born in Mexico himself and only recently obtained citizenship, he grew up mainly in the U.S. and considered other careers before going into roofing.
The way I got into the construction industry, my dad is also, he's been in construction. We first started as a concrete work. And I quickly noticed that there's a lot of money to be made in construction, especially being bilingual. And it was really easy for me to think, wow, you know, it's hard work.
As part of its efforts to reduce labor turnover, K-Post helped Enrique become a U.S. citizen. The company's policy is to lend workers the money they need to apply, about $900. It forgives the debt if they stay at K-Post another year. At first, Enrique wasn't interested in becoming a U.S. citizen, but he changed his mind after he and his wife started a family.
Like, I was the only one that was born in Mexico, and I was proud of that. I was like, man, I'm so proud I was born in Mexico. I didn't want to become a U.S. citizen. That's why I had kids. Then I realized, wow, you know, my life is now here. This is my life here. So I got to make it official, and I got to, with all these laws coming across and all these other things, I didn't want it to become an issue later on in the future. You know, there are some say, hey, you know, you're a resident, so we're going to go ahead and take that away from you.
Right.
So you're going to have to leave the country. That's the thing that I wanted to secure my family here.
K-Post needs to win the hearts and minds of workers like Enrique because fewer immigrants are crossing the border from Mexico. Rosa Garcia says people south of the border are being scared away by the U.S. crackdown on illegal immigration.
You see so many people dying trying to cross the river. I mean, that people see that and they
don't
have to think about it twice before they risk their lives.
Hector Molina, who along with Luciano was one of K-Post's original Hispanic employees when the company was started a dozen years ago, says he has learned through experience that a job in roofing can lead to a better life.
That work, you know, it's low pay when you start it. It's low pay, but it's always a demand for the labor.
Read more about the role of Mexican immigrants in the U.S. construction industry at ft.com/bigread.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.